To preface the Divrei Torah this evening, I'd like to take a moment on behalf of Rabbi Rai Shlita, and of course we have to start with an immense and overwhelming sense of Hakar Satov to the Choshva Rabbi Rai Shlita, putting this all together with a Gevaldig Yeschus. So I want to thank him, may Omek Libi, and of course on behalf of all the Rabbanim Chashuvim participating this evening, Tiska Lemitzah Selekol Tusel Hashem Yisbaruch Shabi, Meshalem, your schar bekifle keflayim baruchnius uvegashmius bezeh ubeba. Meshus achoshva mordasu shlita gevaldig yeschus. Really, to be in the presence of an adam gadol and to be in the presence of all of you on a night when you are be mekayim lefum tzara agra. The Midrash Shmuel writes that's not at all coincidental. How does the Tana ben Haye, and as we would expect, the ger certainly knows what Tzar is all about. It is a ger ben Haye who closes the five original chapters of Pirkei Avos until the compilation of Brises under the banner, under the appellation of Perikinyan Torah, the compilation of Brises that comprised the sixth and final perek of Pirkei Avos. They initially closed with the five prokim, and the departing message is three succinct words: Lefum Tzara Avi. Writes the Midrash Shmuel, these three words encapsulate the core essence of Pirkei Avos, and indeed, they capture what the life is all about. No pain, no gain. You want to lose weight? You can't have the strawberry shortcake and eat it too. You can't have the hot dogs and the franks and all the millions of wings and everything that people are eating perhaps in an all too gluttonous fashion this evening. If you want to build muscle, you got to work. You got to schwitz, Churchill's blood, sweat, and guts. No pain, no gain. Lefum tzara agra. Brochus da'afav amad beis igra dekal letuchka. You want schar for the shear? It's got to be the deichek, sitting a little bit squashed. Someone uncomfortable. That is what determines your schar. The more you give up, the more you mosa nefesh, the more you have a schar, as a funder explains in Pachad Yitzchak, Igros Iksavim. It's not the pshat that you get schar reward for the Maisa Mitzvah. Oh, and by the way, coupled with that, there's a supplemental schar that you get for the tzar that you endured throughout the performance of the Mitzvah itself. Explains a funder, no, we have to alter our perspective. Shift your focus. Lefum tzar agro is enlightening us in the sense that the more tzar I'm willing to undergo in order to perform the Maisa Mitzvah, that's a Giloy Milsa that discloses, reveals to one and all how much I'm machshiv the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not that I'm getting schar for the pain, it's that the more pain that I'm willing to endure, the more sacrifice, the more Mesiras Nefesh, especially if you're an Eagles or a Chiefs fan tonight and you're giving it up, or if you're a Giants fan and you're rooting that the Eagles Badavka should lose in the end of the day. What is it? The more tzar you're giving up, the more you're machshiv what time is all about, that this is life. If you dive in the Meirav already, how can you run the Meirav to a Super Bowl? This is life itself. And the more you give up, the more you show yourselves, your families, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, how much you are Machshav Taurus. I'd like to take a moment to thank the Choshev Rabbanim and as well the Summerstein family sponsoring a commemoration of the first yard site of Shimon ben Nachum Olav Shalom. Thanking the Meisels family, the Schus Refu Shalema, for his dear and beloved parents, Nachama Sheindel, Chai Yabas Tavor Olea, and Yecheskel Tzvi Halevi ben Chano. Zunker family, in honor of the four Rabbanim giving of their time for this event, Yeshekayach, the Avi Tzedek Mishpacha, the Kimmel Mishpacha, High Five 613, an organization setting up Chavrusas, Yeshekayach, Tiska Lemitzis, all the wonderful sponsors this evening. Allow me to commence with the Gemaldi Gemaisa. Rav Sholem Shadron, writing in his Lev Sholem, Rav Sholem Shadron says, imagine if I could take you back to the 16th century Tzfas, 1500s. Imagine what it was like to be a Shliach Tzibur in the Arizal Shul. After all, the Arizal was the Chassidus Sherebbe Kilo. He was the famed, the renowned Mekubal. He was the Mekubal Tzfas Shmoholech Lefonov. He was the Heiliger Rebbe. And Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the famed Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Kairo, the Beis Yosef, the Baal Shulchan Aruch, Kesem Mishnah Vechule, he was what? He was the Rav. He was the Mor HaRav. And the Alshach HaKadosh was the Darshid. He wanted to learn Kabbalah from the Arizal. The Arizal took one look at him and said, you're a Gilgul of so-and-so. You already mastered at a parties, Pshat, Remez, and sowed in a previous reincarnate. Your job is to master Drush. So the Alshach dedicated his life. You have a Kitzur Alshach, which itself is this thick. He is the Baal Darshid. And you have the Sefer Charedim, who was the Shamus in the Shul. So explain to Shul Shachor, and imagine what it was like to be the Shliach Tzibur. You had to wait for all four to finish one Esrei before you started Chazar Shashatz. Imagine you took your time because you had to wait for the Arizal and Rabbi Yosef Cairo and the Sefer Charedim and the Al Shech HaKadosh. Unbelievable what it was like to be. And that's sure, you wanted to be a fly on the wall in any period in history. That's right up there. So you have the Shliach Tzibur one time. He finishes the Shmoneh Esrei and he looks at the Arizal. The Arizal already finished and the Al Shech finished and the Sefer Charedim completed the Shmoneh Esrei as well. The Arizal takes a look at the Beis Yosef, turns to the Shliach Tzibur and says, it's time to start Chazor HaShatz. And he's bewildered. The Rav is not yet done. How do you not wait for the Rav? Granted, the Arizal, three out of four, the supermajority. But Acharek Chosakol, the Lord Asur, Rabbi Yosikar, didn't finish one Esrei. How can he tell the Shliach Tzibur? You don't ask Kashas on the Ariya Kodesh. That's it, the Arizal Paskin Zil. Nigmar, you don't ask any questions. But came the end of davening, the Arizal signals to the Gabbai before anyone has a chance to escape, to leave the shul. Lock the door. And I want to make an announcement before Adon Olam, before the close of the tefillahs today. And the Arizal gets up at the podium and he says, I don't want anyone to think I'm doing something wrong. After all, the Gemara tells us, a brachas l'man aleph u'man beis, in the mice, in the context of Eli, and Chana, if someone thinks you're doing a davar sheino hagin, as Tosfos explains, even if it's not an aveira, but someone thinks you're doing something wrong, torch l'adil, you have to explain. Where's the hidden atzilus? He says, I want to explain why I told the Shliach Tzibur to begin Shmoneh Esrei without waiting for the Rav. He says, you see, we have to wait for the Rabbanim to finish their davening. But I looked at Rav Yosef Cairo, and he was holding an Elokai Netzor. I took a look at his forehead. I scrutinized the lines with my Chokhmah Saparzuf, and I saw that in his Elokai Netzor, he was busy thinking about a simit that he was working on at Shulchan Aruch at the time. So I knew that we don't have to wait for the Rav to finish learning. We have to wait for the Rav to finish davening. So he already finished davening. He's in the Chilik of Tachnunim. He was thinking about a simit. He's working on at Shulchan Aruch. We don't have to wait for the Rav to... And he smiled, the Beis Yosef, and he said, Taka, the Arizal was right. I was thinking about a simit that I'm working so diligently on in the Shulchan Aruch. So he was right. That was the Arizal. You don't play games with the Arizal. So in that same shul, the Al Shech HaKodesh, the master world-class darshit, it was the Parshios, the backdrop, it was the context of the Parshios, Vayetze, Vayishlach, what happens? Yaakov has to deal with the lover. And the Al Shech HaKodesh got up and he gave an unbelievable drasha that Shabbos morning, and he was darshaning on 100 different ways that Laban attempted to deceive Yaakov Avinu. He had a mahalech, 100 different ways, manners of duplicity and double dealing, how he tried to pull a fast one in Yaakov. And in the middle of the shiur, the middle of the drasha, the Al Shech turns and looks at the Arizal, and the Arizal's laughing. He's smiling, he's laughing, he can't figure it out. He's laughing in the middle of the drasha. And after the Al Shech is Messiah, he concludes that masterful drasha. He turns to the Arizal and says, Rebbe, why are you laughing? He says, because when he got up to number 33 and 66, I saw the neshama of love and was down here listening attentively to your drasha. And when he got up to those two numbers, he was saying, oh boy, I missed that one. Oh, how did I not do that? Oh, I didn't think of that one. I wish I could go back and do that. He said, you thought of ways that even Lavan himself didn't think of. And that was the Al Shech HaKodesh. That was the darshan. That was Lavan who thought about anything and everything. You might have missed a little bit that the Al Shech HaKodesh was Machadish, Mokim Inicha L'Durbo. How about that was a Lavan? He tried to get Yaakov in any and every single way possible. So writes the Chavetz Chaim, according to Rav Dov Eliach and Penina Mishulchan Gavo, at the outset of Parshas Vayishlach, he cites this, you do it to Gavar, and the name of the Heiliger Chavetz Chaim, I saw Rav Tzukerman, Rav Chaim, Tzukerman in his Imre Chaim, he cites it in the Otzer Chaim, he cites the name of Rameir Shapiro Meloblin, and it's brought as well in Rameir Shapiro's Imre Das, that Rameir Shapiro said the Vart, Saint Kufa Chavetz Chaim, Rameir Shapiro, maybe they each one Machavi Midai Kedanashe, who cares? It's an awesome, unbelievable Vart. And that as we go to that Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu sends the message to his brother, the nefarious Esav, and he says, I'm loving Garti, Tayyig Mitzvah Shamarti, Velola Mati, Nimai Savarom. So many, Mefarshei Mikra, they're all perturbed. They're all perplexed. Yaakov Avinu, if you sent that consequential message to your brother Esav, and you already conveyed to him that I kept all the 613 mitzvahs, so why the need to add what seemingly is superfluous? Velola Mati, Nimai Savarom. and I didn't learn from his evil ways. Well, if you kept all Taryag mitzvahs, then isn't it the move of Eila? We could draw the obvious inference. It's axiomatic that if you kept Taryag, then clearly you didn't learn from his evil ways. So what's the Chiddush HaNosaf? What exactly was he adding? When he conveyed to his brother Esav, not only did I keep the Taryag mitzvahs, Shamarti, Garti, Gimel Reish, Tavyur, but in addition to that, Velolamati Mimaisa Varom, I didn't learn from his evil ways. What's Pshat? I didn't learn from his evil ways. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, explains Ameir Shapiro Milablu, and Yaakov Inu was money himself. He was actually self-criticizing. The drive, the rotzen of Yaakov Avinu himself. Yaakov Inu says to Esav, you know what? It's Gavaldik, yes, Mitzan Echad. And Lovagati Taim into Shamati, I kept all the 613. But when all is said and done, you know what I'm missing out on? Valola Mati Mimaisa Haroi. The enthusiasm, the dynamism, the excitement that he put in, that he infused into all his Maisa Veris, all his duplicity and all his double dealing, all the Maisa Rishis that the Lovin perpetrated against Yaakovino and so many others, against his own daughter, Rachel Imenu. I should have learned from that energy, that verve, that dynamism, that his slavis, the bread, but he's mourning himself. He's critical of himself, Yaakovino, the self-rebuke and reprimand. I should have learned from his gishmak when it comes to his Maisa Veris, and I should have channeled and redirected that to the Maisa Mitzvahs. And Yaakov says, oh, I didn't do that. I should have taken that excitement, and I should have infused and imbued all of my Maisa Mitzvahs, my Liman HaTorah should have been with the same, with the parallel. Bread, his slavis, gishmak, his love and half for his Maisa Veris. Yaakov says, I'm being self-critical. Why didn't I do the Maisa Mitzvahs the same way he did and violated his Maisa Aveiros? Ad kan the Chavetz Chaim, ad kan Rameya Shapiro Milablan. Mara Rabbi saying, unbelievable, Sefer Grosofim. I want to thank Ali Zayas from Lakewood giving us a beautiful Osios Merubos, beautiful print. And Igra Yerches from the collection of letters, Igra Sofim, a compilation of various letters, Mechtovim, from the Eger and Sofer Mishpachas. Of course, Kiva Eger's daughter was the second wife of the illustrious Chassam Sefer. We have letters from Kiva Eger, letters from the Chassam Sefer himself, and of course from his son Rav Avram Shmuel Ben Yom and Sofer, known as the Chassam Sefer, and coupled with some letters of Zersim Chabunim Sofer, known as the Shevet Sofer. And letter 18, and you have it before you, the Ksav Sofer says an unbelievable vart. Mamish, my favorite Ksav Sofer. The Chubas, the Drosus, the Nechovim. Amor Arabais, this is a gem. Put this in your back pocket. You're going to get mileage out of this for the rest of your life. Listen to this Ksav Sofer. He takes us and the Mirtav to well-known Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the very beginning, that Beis and Beis now, the Brisker Rav, and many others have various approaches to how to understand the Gemara, but it's a peladic, astonishing Gemara. The Gemara says, Allah Salam Hashem is going to hold all the nations of the world accountable, and he's going to approach Esav and Yishmael and Ed, all them, and he's going to say, ah, you did all these Averis, and they're going to turn to Hashem, and they're going to say, what are you talking about? And if you turn to the top line of page 22, you have it over here a little bit different. So let's take a look over here. Second line in the lengthy paragraph. Yesh la'amis tebracha kamashakosu chazal sheyom ra'umas kulam tekninu. Shvokim rachatzos elekadish yisaske yisrael b'torah. The goyim respond to Hashem, what do you mean? All the marketplaces and the highways and the bridges and the tunnels and the skyscrapers and all the stadiums, everything we did so that Yidden would have a place where they could learn Torah. And he's referencing Apsicha to Bnei Yeshiva in the Drashic Sefer. You have it over here. He's Mitzayan, page 184. We'll get to it. He adds a little bit that you don't have in this letter 18 of the Ksav Sefer. But in the Apsicha to Bnei Yeshiva was the introductory message to his Talmidim when it came to a Kayitzman. And he says, Amarti Lefarish Apima Shekosim Achovas Alevavis. Right? So Rabbeinu Mechaim Bekudin Eschovas Alevavis Sheyumani Rei Hashem Liozoris B'mitzvah Eyori Hashem should learn to be overzealous and filled with alacrity, zeal, enthusiasm when he does his Maisa Mitzvahs. Velo Yochas HaGufu Mamono. He shouldn't care all that much about his body, about his money. V'yikach Musar Me'ovrei Avera Balei Taiva Eich Tilov Nafshem HaMes'ava Rotzon Nara. the Bali Taiva was so mired and immersed in all the hevel avolim, the shtuyot, the nerskite of this world, and they get so excited about a football game. It could be minus 10 degrees in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and they'll take off their shirts and they'll paint themselves. You've seen the pictures, the Giants, the Jets, you know, MetLife Stadium where the Giants play football, where the Jets tried to play a little football, and people, mamish, it could be 5 degrees outside, and they're taking off their shirts and they're painting themselves green, and they're drinking 17 beers, throwing up and getting drunk and intoxicated yet again, and they're getting sick all over the place, and they're screaming and they're acting like 3-year-old children, and they're doing the wave and acting like Meshuggah and Bali Taiva. Now, what are they going to give? A hot dog number 14, and then all for what? And then what? Zot the Chavos Vos, Yerushim has to learn from the guy. Right, the Ksav Sofer. They're not trying to pull a fast one on the Almighty above. What are you trying to deceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu? God, you should know all the skyscrapers and the stadiums and the circuses, everything out there, we really built it for the Yidden that they should go and learn. Oh, come on. You're in the Olam HaEmes now, right? They can't pull a fast one on the Eibishter. So what are they thinking? What's the Havamina? Explains themselves to Reina Hanami. They know they built it for themselves. The highways, the bridges, and the roads. All that, the airports, the fields, the sports, sporting arenas, everything was, they did it for themselves, but they did it in a full view of Klal Yisrael, that the Yidden should go ahead and look at all the money, the resources that we invest into all of our, heavily have all of our studio, all the mundane, materialistic pursuits of life, and they see how much time is invested in money and resources and energy, and they see how excited we get for the rock and roll concerts and the ball games, and they should follow suit, they should take all that geschmack and energy and dynamism and implant it and channel directed to their Liman HaTorah. That's what they were saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even that, who are we kidding? In the end of the day, you guys did it all for yourselves, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us, Perk Yitzayim Posek Yud, Hashem is the Choker Leib Boch and Klayus, as we recite daily in our tent on Imamim. Eibishter knows exactly what we're all thinking. He can read our minds, delve into their psyche, and Hashem discloses to one and all, I know what you were thinking. You didn't do it 1 ounce for Klal Yisrael. You did it all for yourselves. Ah, to Gehenim you go. That's it. Don't think you're going to get any schar. So that's how he understands the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that base on base. And then he continues in Igri Yitches, and he says, unbelievable. He says, now let's go to a Gemara in the Gila. But he stops on the way, and he says, let me just catch your attention. Pirashti b'zeh midrash Koheles. Let's go down about 8-9 lines. Famous pasuk in Koheles. Oiv kesef lo yisbe kesef. Oiv mitzvah lo yisbe su. The Medrash in Koheles adds on to Shlomo Melech, the Chochmei Kolodim. He says, you love money, you'll never be satisfied. You got $200, you want $400. You have $400, you want $800. I remember when they interviewed Larry Ellison, the CEO, the founder of Oracle, years ago when he crossed the $30 billion threshold. They said, are you happy now? You got $30 billion. My dear friends, with $1 or $2 billion, whatever your dreams are, yachts, what you want to buy a football team, whatever you want, you got a million, you can do anything you want the rest of your life. You can even buy a house in Far Rockaway. Well, maybe. I mean, and one mirror, I'm sure, yes, London, an apartment in Yerushalayim, forget about it. But a couple of billion, you got everything. He had $30 million. They interviewed Larry Ellison. They said, so you happy? He says, I'm not happy. He says, why are you not happy? Because Bill Gates is still wealthier than I am. Because Warren Buffett's got more money than I do. You have a money, you want Masayim. You have Masayim, you want dollar mails. They're never satisfied. Oiv kesef lo yispa kesef. But adds the Medrash. Oiv mitzvah lo yisef. You really love Hashem Yisbruch and you love his dying mitzvah, you'll never be satisfied. What does that mean? Ritzono. He says, you know what the Medrash means, right? The Ksav Sefer Shenumor Kamo, Shoi Kesef, Shu Kesef. Kesav over lo yispa. You love money. Money's transient, is ephemeral. You can't do anything with it. At the end of the day, it's not going to last. You never saw a U-Haul following a hearse because you can't take it with you. You can have all the gold and all the silver in the world, all the money in the bank accounts and all the mutual funds. In the end of the day, you can't take the money with you. Kava chomer shoiv mitzvah shel yisba mitzvah. You love money, you'll never be satisfied. Kava chomer mi ben benosha. Kava chomer, you love mitzvah, you'll never be satisfied. See, yish lahamis zebek kavanas chazal per kamadav avodah zarah. He goes on to explain, as we just spoke, how he understands the Gemara in avodah zarah. Let's go now to the next paragraph. Hashav biyarti gamkei maimer chazal shas megillah. This is towards the bottom of the Avavah Menalef. The Gemara cites a pasuk from the Novi Zechariah, the last in the Neviim, in the Treyasar. We conclude with Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Let's go to Zechariah, Protes, Pasuk Zayin, and then we have a Pasuk from which Chazal deduce, a Peledik, a Maimer Chazal. Asid in Marbitzei Torah, it says, sorry, Yehuda in the Gemara, Sheyumadu Barabim Tartiyas, and the Karksiyas of the Goyim. It says, But can you imagine, Chazal predicted this over 2,000 years ago. There'll be a time when the Yidden are going to learn and teach Torah in the theaters and circuses and the stadiums and the garden. I don't know about you, but it used to be when I was a kid, my name is Karyom. I went to Madison Square Garden for a Rangers game. I went for Ringling Brothers and Bonneville Circus, and then all of a sudden I'm getting older and I go to a CMHS in the Forum, and then I go to CMHS. I grew up an Islanders fan, Nassau Coliseum, a CMHS where I saw Mike Bossy, Brian Trottier. And then I go to MSG. They had Billy Joel concerts. Listen, and now we're celebrating the Torah. Avraham Chazal predicted it 2,000 years ago. Whoever would have imagined you could be sitting having a kosher knish and a soda, and you could have a kosher meal, and you're learning Torah, you're dancing Leibnik, and you're celebrating the Torah where the Rangers play, and then you go to MetLife Stadium. I always said it's not at all coincidental. What's the name of it? MetLife Stadium. You know why? Because we bought it, see the Shas, from Misa to Chayim. MetLife. We gave it life. Brachas Yerches Arveis. Tzadikim Afilim Mimisoshim Kriya Chayim. Rosham Afilim Chayim Kriya Meisim. We took him in Misa Lachayim, MetLife Stadium. And what do we do? The first Siyam Hashas in MetLife. What happened? We know what happened. It rained. It rained that whole day. We didn't know what was going to be. Of course it rained. Because our Tzadik says sometimes you need a marble to cleanse, to purge. First we had to clean out all the Shirayim of all the Giants and Jets. They can never really do well. And we had to clean it all out. And then we're ready for Siyam Hashas. Hazal are telling us that we, Mamash, they predicted we're going to celebrate the Madison Square Garden, Nassau Coliseum, all over the world, and MetLife Stadium, where they have crazy things going on. And that's where we're going to celebrate, where we learned Torah, where we danced, we heard drushes, we heard speeches, we had Chizik and Cyrus, where they play football. It's a Pele de Gazach, explains the Ksav Shav. Hutamu of Achilo Yela Malkum Lomotor Barabam Rakatajis. The only places where they have the sporting events, the stadiums, the theaters, the circuses. Come on, we got Jacob Javits Conventional Center. We know tents. People can set up tents when they need to set up tents. We can find a way. Klai Yisrael, if you have the guilt, Al Shol Shadurim Ola Momid, Ola Kesef, Ola Momid, Viela Guilt. At the end of the day, Kesef Yanisakol, if you got the way, you can find it. Jacob Javits, like people, we can find it for a Chol Moed car show activity to keep the kids occupied. So I'm going to have a CMHS in a convention center. Devorim Gadol Aveda Mimrika. Nothing's coincidental. Where do we celebrate a CMHS? On a football field. Pelotik is... What Hutamua? There's no place to have it. Atamua. It's astounding. It's bewildering. You know what the lesson is? Because we have to learn from the Goyim. You see the Goyim. It's amazing. They can be so excited about an NFL game. And they can get up early in the morning on a Sunday. And they'll go out and they'll have barbecues. And they will go ahead and have tailgate parties. They'll go ahead and celebrate already in the parking lot, and they could sit in traffic 3 hours getting back home, and it doesn't diminish their excitement from the game. And they could sit there crowded, and they have the crowded bathrooms, and there's no kosher food. And the end of the day, you see people that they could go, and these guys, they could eat and they could do the wave and they could paint themselves in freezing weather, and they go mashug and they invest so much money. Broadway shows, movie theaters, how much time, energy, and excitement is invested into these studios. So why? Hashem says, you want to celebrate Torah and Ikvason Mashiach? Yes, my dear friends, in our door, in our generation, you want Mashiach to come. It's Kabbalah. Torah is being learned. It's ubiquitous. More than ever before in the history of the world, we have yeshivas, batei knesiyos, batei midrashos, yidden, all learning Torah all along. Men, women, young children, it's on the way to Kiddush Hashem and Ariba. So you know what's sorely lacking, though? You know what's missing? What's still deficient in some places is, yes, we're learning quantitatively, it's gevaldik, but qualitatively, yes, the kamus is there, but the echos? Do we learn with the same bread, with the same excitement as when people go ahead and they cheer on the Super Bowl? I got a picture now, Philadelphia Eagles fans at the Super Bowl and painting themselves green. Ah, it's exciting, right? They get so into it. In the end of the day, yes, Esa Escham Kafei Nesharim. Okay, it was in this week's Parsha, going into the Super Bowl. Is that a remez? I'm not giving any predictions here. Don't put any money on it. I had years ago when the Giants, we had Giants fans in the shul, and there were a few scattered Seahawks fans. Remember, in MetLife Stadium, you had the Super Bowl a couple years back, Seahawks against the Broncos, and a boy in shul came over to me after downing a job and said, Rabbi Feiner, who's going to win? I said, who's going to win what? The Super Bowl. I said, who's in the Super Bowl? The Seahawks and the Broncos. Who's going to win? The Seahawks are going to destroy the Broncos. I don't know. It just, you know, like Kishkoga Yotzim and P.L. Sholin, Bruce Crystal Simon just came out of my mouth, and then he comes back to me, the Seahawks cream the Broncos. He says, my daddy says, why didn't I listen to the rabbi? I should have put money on the Seahawks. He comes back to to be the next year. Who's going to win Essen? No, it doesn't work that way. I had it. It was a one-time gift. That's it. I'm not, no predictions here. Don't put any money. But Eagles, I don't know. Parshas Yisro, confident. Sorry. We'll look for the Ramazim. There are Ramazim for the Chiefs as well. So, yesh lo denak oponim. You know what's missing? What's missing is the geschmack, the brand, the slavas, the excitement. The Eibishter says, right, except Sefer. I want you, by Yikmas and Mashiach, to go into MetLife Stadium, to go to Madison Square Garden, and I want you to do the wave. Ah, not stam, a wave. You're going to hold each other's hands, and you're going to dance Leibedik, and you're going to sing, and you're going to sing Yiddish songs, not Billy Joel and Elton John concerts. No, you're going to go ahead and sing Shweki. You're going to swing, sing Eitan Katz, and you're going to sing at the Vegas Nikudim, and you're going to dance Leibedik, and you're going to hear Dibrei Chizik and Asiris. Why? Hashem says, look around you. Look at all the money and the time and the geschmack and the energy of the Leibedikkeit that the Goyim invest into their shtuyot, the Hevel Avolim, into their sporting events. I want you to borrow from that, to extract the all-important lessons, glean that message, and now apply that to your Torah. Bracha samagimel reis adam kiyamos bol eina tormas kiyamos ela b'mi shemeimus atzmola. To borrow Churchill's blood, sweat, and guts, you want to become something of learning, you want to become a ben Torah bas Torah, it takes work. L'fum tzara agra, no pain, no gain. You got to schwitz, you got to work, you got to put in the excitement. Yes, it might be that quantitatively the calmness is there, but you got to question, is my ichus accompanying the appropriate level of the promise? Am I putting in the geschmack, the brand, the excitement? Do I enjoy it as much? If the goyim go without sleep, are you able to go without sleep? They get so excited about this, they can camp out. I remember years ago, I read an article in the paper, they had Star Wars. When they redid this, the first Star Wars now was coming out. They had people on the streets of Manhattan in the first a showing, the first viewing. When they had this George Lucas' Star Wars, they had people camping out in tents for a week before they were showing the first Star Wars. So they interviewed them, and they said, well, anyway, I got to be the first in line. I got to pick that kishmaka seat right in the center of the movie theater, the one right in the middle. I got to have the best view. So they camped out a week so they could be the first on the ticket line to get the tickets. And they stayed up with such excitement, they stayed up all night standing by the ticket booth that they could be the first one, they could get the best seat. They were interviewed after the movie and said, how'd you like the movie? The one who got that picture perfect seat right in the middle. And they asked him, how'd you like the movie? He says, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? He says, I stayed up all night before. He says, the second movie started and the lights went out, I fell asleep. They could go without sleep for movies, for Broadway shows, for football games. Are we willing to give up sleep? Are we willing to give up a couple of hot dogs and chicken wings? Are we willing to give up time to come here to Torah and get excited about Torah? Way more than people get excited about the Chiefs and Eagles. Here today, gone tomorrow, they won't even remember the score. A couple of weeks, a couple of months from now, they certainly won't remember it years down the road. But Torah, you never forget. This Ksav Sefer, my dear friends, you will never forget. That's why Hashem says, that's where you're going to be learning Torah. Where you're going to be learning Torah, I want you to bring a raya from the Umas Balei Taiva. They don't sleep. They go to Bati Mishtos, the bars and the party places and the theaters. Oh, you can hear all about it. I want you to go to the theaters and stadiums. I want you to see it for yourselves and experience and reenact it, but apply it to your Torah. That's the idea. I want you to go ahead and draw that all-important lesson. See how the goyim gets so excited, and I want you to apply it to your learning as well. Unbelievable. That's what he writes in his letter 18 of the Igris Sefer. But he adds in his Drashas Ksav Sefer and his Psicha to Bnei HaYeshiva. The Ksav Sefer adds, let's go to Brochas Tav Chav Chesem Beis. It's a tefillah called the tefillah, authored by Nechunya Ben Akana, a well-known Tana. And it's brought by the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. Many people start the learning, close the learning with the tefillah. You have Me'enis in the Hadra and Heimratzim, Anuratzim, Heimratzim, but we have the Nusach. They get up early in the morning for what? For studio. They get up, they got to get the best seat in the house for the movie, for the sporting event. I remember years ago, close to 30 years ago, I was a camper at Camp Shtei Chemet under Rabbi Eli Tannenbaum, Rabbi Moshe Gottesman, a young camper. Remember, they brought in Rabbi Meir Kahana to speak to the boys. And I'll never forget, I don't remember what he said. I was a kid, I wasn't paying attention. But this line caught me. He said, I used to get up at 7:30 in the morning. He says, but I got some Arab neighbors. He's living in Yerushalayim. He says, I got some Arab neighbors. And I was getting up at 7:30, and then I heard my Arab neighbor playing his music. waking up in the morning at 7 o'clock, I said, what's going to happen? I'm going to get up to Shemayim after 120, and they're going to say, very nice, Rabbi Kahana, you got up there at 7:30 in the morning. Your Arab neighbor got up to pray to his, to the God, he got up at 7 o'clock. He says, I couldn't have that on my shoulders, on my head. So I decided, I'm going to get up at 5 to 7. So I'm getting up at 5 to 7. My neighbor's getting up at 7 o'clock. He found out I'm getting up at 5 to 7. Of course, he plays music. I can play my Jewish music. So he's getting up at 5 to 7. The next day, the Arab neighbor's getting up at 10 to 7. The next day, Meir Kahana's getting up at 20 to 7. The next day, the Arab neighbor's getting up at 6:30. He's getting up at 6:15. He's getting up at 6. He's getting up at 5:45. He's getting up at 5:30. He says, it doesn't even pay to go to sleep anymore. That's it. I got to be the first one up. I got to be up. At the end of the day, if they can go with no sleep, are we willing to go with no sleep? See, he says in Ipsicha B'nai Yeshiva, he asks another kasha. He's trying to excite the boys to light their holy souls on fire, get enthusiastic and excited about the upcoming Zman, Kayat Zman, when sometimes the Gishmak diminishes, that excitement might go ahead and ebb with time. He wants to pump them up, so he says, what's on Moshkimi Hamishkim? What am I not Gemina? What do we have to mention? What they do? What are we looking at the Goyim for? We have to get it early. He makes this incumbent upon us to be excited about Hashem's mitzvahs. What do we have to mention? We have to contrast us with the Goyim. Explains the Ksav Sefer the same idea. An echo of what we just discussed. Writes the Ksav Sefer, on the Mashkim and Behem Mashkim. We get up and the Goyim get up. Well, look at the Goyim. Look what they get up for. Look how they can go with no sleep. And if they can go with no sleep for Nurshkai, for Heaven of Olam, of materialistic, mundane pursuits, here in Olam Hazeh, then Kavachomer, Mi Ben Menoshe, Kavachomer, we have to apply that to our Ruchnius. I remember hearing a story years ago when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael. There was someone who was learning and telling me the story. There was a friend of his, he never got up in time for Shacharis. Couldn't get up in time for Shacharis. Came Bein Asmanim. Time to go back to America. America, yeah, we're going to go shopping. It's going to be great. And I get to go to the baseball games. Givaldic. He's so excited. The only flight he could get was leaving at 7 in the morning. He had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning from Yeshiva to make that flight. The Mashkiach went into his room in the middle of the night. And I don't want to know what the Mashkiach was. He has his own cheshbon. The Mashkiach went, took his alarm clock, and changed the time on his clock. So, of course, the Bachur missed his flight. His roommate said, somebody who came in, and he figured out there was the Mashkiach. He approached the Mashkiach and he says, Rebbe, I missed my flight. He says, you bet you missed your flight. Rebbe, how can you do that? He says, you know how much I love you and how much I care about you. He says, you're going to get up to Shemayim. You're going to be in front of Beis Din Shemayla after 120. And God's going to say, Reuven, you couldn't get up in time. And you're going to say, what do you mean? Hashem, I couldn't get up in time. But to catch that first flight back to the States, Bein Asmanim, so you can get your baseball games and get in all your shopping and your restaurants and your $1,000 sandwich at Doma. For that, you were able to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. When something piques your interest, then you're able to get up at 4 in the morning. He says, I don't want there to be a kitchen. It's going to be a tefillah at 120. You tell Hashem, I can't get up. You bet you could get up. You got up to catch that flight. You can get up. So I said, you know what? Let me do Reuven a taiva. I'll do my chesed, I'll change his alarm clock. This way, he'll have the defense in front of Beis Din Shemayla. You know what, Hashem, I'm going to get up. And the end of the day, but what happens if something excites you? When you want something, you can get up. Right? So, Avo ben Ali Shor Chelek Sheini. He says, you know what we call it, Rotzen? Ein l'chol davar mifnei Rotzen. We actually don't have that chazal any place, believe it or not, in the Ali Shor Chelek Sheini. He always cites Makoros, those that give him a car. We have the closest is a Zohar, Parshas Tuma, Kuv Samabes, it's just a kol tzlu in Ravos, everything is totally in Rotzen. What we do have is Makis, Daf Yudom, and Beis, Bederach Shor, Dem Rotzen, Leilach, Melichon, also, the Gemara, and Yuma, Daf Lam, and Chesam, and Beis, Abol, the Tar, Messiah, you know, so, we don't have a chazal, Ein l'chol davar mifnei Rotzen. But we know where there's a will, there's a way, or as many like to say, where there's a will, there are always relatives very close behind. So, when there's a will, there's a way. If you have a rotzen, why do we call it rotzen, writes Avoba? You know why we call it rotzen? Rotzen is miloshen rotz, because the where you run to, that's the giloy. That discloses to one and all where your ikar rotzen apnimi is. Little kids, they run to the ice cream truck. Their rotzen is for ice cream. Where do we run? What do we get up early for? That's the giloy milsa. Where is our heart? Where's your apnimi is? That's the yardstick, the gauge. Who are you really holding in Yiddishkeit? Who are you running to? Are you running to catch the Super Bowl? You're running, I can't miss a commercial. I got to get to MSG. I got to get to the Rangers game. I'll leave hours early. I'll be on time for that. You won't always be on time for Minyan, for the Shir, but to be on time for the game, I can't miss 1 second of the game. How many people, they watch that movie, that James Bond 2-hour-long movie. How often they're over about the shock suit, they have to go to the restroom. All of a sudden, they have every excuse in the book. They're not going, they're not losing one committed to this and they get there on time and you all know what I'm talking about and that's it. Nothing's distracting you and your little sister says, what's going to happen next? Stop talking with them. Oh, but do you do that on learning? Learning, someone wants to be Mavata, you tell them. Stop talking with them in the middle of learning. In the middle of learning. And people say, why don't they remember the learning? You know what? You remember. You remember things. It's Chatan Yemeskari. My favorite movie growing up was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I still to this day, I say, Hashem, please take it out of my mind already. I happen to have watched it 4 times. I never watched Chazri movies. But you know what? You can. Why is it you remember a song you listened to 10, 15, 20 years ago? You remember lines from a movie you saw 30, 40 years ago. You know why? Because when you went, nothing was on your mind, was on the radar screen. The lights were off. That's it. You blacked out everything else in the world and nothing mattered to you but this imaginary world of Dimyon. What's going on the stage? You were lying horizontal on your bed. You shut the lights and you had that music coming into the headphones. And you remember the words, the lyrics. Why? Because in the end of the day, you shut off everything else. I remember when I came back, when I was in Keren Biafra many years ago, and you didn't have cell phones. You didn't have any distractions. The only distraction we had, I was 17 years old at the time. I came with my rock and roll tape collection. Oh my, Billy Joel's and Elton John's and Steve Winwood and Dire Straits at Chicago. I know Bekiyas. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I had Mama Shai Adobe. I had the best songs, and that's all I had. That was my bitos. That was my distraction. The second week of yeshiva, somebody stole my entire tape collection. So I had nothing. I said, okay, hey, English Shumbrei Ra, I have no alternative. I have to sit and learn. I sat and learned. And people say, oh, it's, you have such a, you have excitement for a song, you remember. And I remember I was a big, oh, I'm forgetting, Baruch Hashem, I'm forgetting his name. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, what was it? Brian Adams. Oh, I almost forgot the name. They always said, I know why you like Brian Adams. You have a voice that sounds like Brian Adams. And they always said, I like Brian Adams. Brian Adams, Reckless. It was one of my favorite CDs. I remember my song. I knew the lyrics. Summer 69. I remember I came back to the States from Rabbi of the White Shawl. I walked into Chase Bank on Central Avenue for the first time. And I said, oh, this is great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the next song for so many years. Learning. I haven't listened to rock and roll songs in so many years. I come back. Chase Bank, the first day I'm in Chase Bank, all of a sudden, it was the summer of 69, Brian Adams playing on the speaker. I said, I walk out of the bank, I'm starting to sing along, to hum along. I said, Akashuk, please take it out of my mouth. Why do we remember these words? You know why? Because when we're listening, we shut off everything else in our lives, and we're solely focused on the lyrics, on the words, on the music, on the game. Lahavdo Alfei Shabafi Abdolos Murabaisai, you gave it up tonight. Kola Kavot, Tiska Lemitzus, Lekol Tusela. You want to remember your Torah, you want to remember your learning. The key is when you're giving up and you're Moser Nefesh, not only do you get Siyata Shemaya, but throw everything off the radar screen. And at the end of the day, you'll find out the score and everybody else finds out the score. What matters? What matters is life, because what life is all about is Kiheim Chayenu V'Yerachemenu. Yashir Kochachem for coming out tonight. Tiska Lemitzus, the Rabbanim HaChashuv for coming out, for putting it all together. Take the brand, take the excitement for all the Hevel Havalim and channel it. And redirect it to your Torah, to your Tefillah, Yechai Olam, Yechai Shah, and fuse your Ruchnius with all the bread, all the Heslavas, all the dynamism. And Met Hashem, you'll remember your learning, you'll be excited about the learning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Met Hashem, will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, and we'll dance Leibedik like never before. We'll do a massive wave, Met Hashem, to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'meirah v'yameinu, amen. Amen.